Television advertisers are worried. The traditional 30-second commercial, which has proved so powerful over the years, is now under threat. TV audiences are declining because there are so many channels, not to mention rival media such as the internet. And the rise of the personal video recorder makes it easier for viewers to skip through the ads. Now companies are trying to get their products into the programmes rather than the breaks. On American TV, such product placement is booming, but in Europe it's banned. Now, European regulators are considering relaxing the rules, though. The BBC's media correspondent, Torin Douglas, reports.
The theme to The Apprentice, the hit reality TV show in which teams of thrusting young business people strive to impress bosses like Donald Trump in the United States and Sir Alan Sugar in the United Kingdom. The winner gets a job. The others are told, you're fired. There's one big difference between the two versions. In America, companies can pay to get their product in the program. The Apprentice was one of the top US shows for product placement last year. Car and soap firms want their products used by the competing teams. And they can even get them demonstrated in top-rating dramas such as Lost, about a group of plane crash survivors. Tamsin Booth is media correspondent of The Economist magazine.
A company called Zero Halliburton, which makes very, very strong suitcases, paid for that to be in the show, and basically the characters try everything they can to get into it. They throw it off a cliff, they bash it against a tree, and in the end only the key will get into it, and really weaving it into the script in a very clever way.
Such blatant plugs are banned in the UK and other European countries. Booth says when Lost was shown in Britain, the broadcaster considered blanking the name from the suitcase. And Coca-Cola's logo was disguised when American Idol was shown on British TV. But now there's pressure for the European rules to be relaxed. Mimi Turner, European TV editor of The Hollywood Reporter, says it's because new technology is threatening the commercial break, which still funds most programmes.
You can download TV and watch it on your computer, in which case you don't need to watch the advert. If you have a PVR or a Sky Plus box or a digital video recorder, you can scan through adverts without watching them. And so there is a big issue about how programmes are going to be funded.
Peter Bazalgette is one of the world's top TV producers, chief creative officer of Endemol, which makes Big Brother an extreme home makeover. I caught up with him on his mobile phone on the way to the airport, and he insisted there was nothing wrong with product placement.
I don't think any advertiser or any broadcaster or any programme maker would want to do anything that would damage the reputation of their programme. And it's up to the public to decide and vote with their feet, and if there's too much product placement in a programme, then they'll vote with their feet and not watch it.
The consumer group Voice of the Listener and Viewer disagrees. Its chairman, Jocelyn Hay, believes product placement blurs the distinction between programmes and advertising.
It interferes with the editorial integrity of the programme, and it leads to a loss of confidence and trust on the part of viewers.
But the European Union seems set to relax the rules, and the UK regulator Ofcom will shortly be inviting views. Its head of standards, Chris Bennett-Vala, says they'll look at all aspects.
Is product placement suitable for programmes like News and Current Affairs? Should it be allowed in children's programmes? These are all the sort of questions that Ofcom will be raising in the consultation, and we'll be very interested to know what people's responses are.
But some companies are now having second thoughts about product placement. They don't always like the way their products are featured. Tamsin Booth says in The Apprentice, Unilever became concerned about what was done to its soap brand, Dove.
The contestants were challenged to come up with an ad for Dove, and one side came up with a very suggestive idea with a man and a woman and washing a cucumber, and the man turns out to be gay. And I think that the Unilever executives got rather worried about what kind of messages this was sending about their soap.
Torin Douglas reporting, and for more...